I'm
funny.
rusty on recording because Witching Hour hasn't recorded in like 3 weeks. We just recently recorded with a good friend of mine, Ophelia, who I've actually known since like the freshman year of high school. And I'm going to tell you this story real quick
Okay, that's fine.
because we weren't recording, and then we should have recorded this. We were just talking prior to the show, but I was telling somehow fan fiction was brought up.
Oh
And
boy.
so I told them, Ophelia and Raybel, that once upon a time I was taking a creative writing class in high school, and I did not do that assignment that week, and so I turned in fan fiction, a Digimon fan fiction.
I'm immediately proud of you. I
Oh
just want you
God,
to know, because Digimon was the shit.
I fucking love Digimon.
Digimon
It's the
is
only
so
thing I wrote
good.
fan fiction for. That and like a couple obscure games. But also to brag a bit, one of my Digimon fanfics did get a fan art. So, but anyway,
Oh
I
shit.
turned in a fan fiction that was like TK x Davis and like they kiss in it. And I think my teacher knew it was fan fiction because the following week when we got our assignments back, he was like, "We're gonna read them to the class." And I was like, "What the fuck? We have never done this the entire semester." He knows, and he's trying to punish me. So yeah, I had to read, this little scene of like Davis and TK kissing to my class, and like you've already seen firsthand how much I struggle sharing my writing.
I mean, I get that as well. I mean, you didn't know, but that's probably a scarring incident to some degree.
I was mortified. It still haunts me,
I'm
so.
so sorry, but did people in class enjoy it? Did
There was
some
some
people?
awkward silence and then some weird clapping. Yeah, I don't know.
The people
I
who
try
clapped
not to
weird
think
totally
about
ship
it.
Davis and TK, so it's okay.
I hope so. I hope so. I still ship them, if anyone's wondering.
That's fair. I don't remember what my Digimon ships were.
I had a lot, actually.
I'm sure.
Oh,
Probably
fuck
Gatomon,
yeah! Oh my God.
Wizardmon, but
I've been to Odaiba TV station when I was in Japan.
Oh.
When I got to visit Japan, I think it was prior to the whole fan fiction incident because it was after my freshman year of high school. I got to go there, and we
Nice.
had lunch there, and we just like I was like, "Everybody, shut up! We're having a moment of silence for Wizardmon."
Oh, did you leave flowers in the spot where Wizardmon fell?
No, I didn't know we were going that day.
Ah, would you have left
I
flowers?
probably would have if I had known.
I totally would have, because Wizardmon was the best.
He was.
He d Wizardmon died for your sins.
He did.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mourning Wizard Analysis, where we mourn the
Oh,
loss of Wizardmon. Also, this is going to be the shortest of shortened shiveries, because as it turns out, this is being released around the same time that the new Midnight Marinera episode is coming out. And rather than like not give you an episode, I figured I'd give you a short one and then encourage you to go listen to I almost said Shortened Shivery Act 2. Shadow Out of Crime Act 2, which is prop might be going up the same day as this releases, if all goes well this week and I'm able to get it done. But it would be weird if I did an episode of Undercooked Analysis alone, and Alan's computer is currently having a nervous breakdown. I think that's what's happening. I don't know. It just looks blah, and it's
yeah,
very sad.
computers have it rough, okay?
They do. We work them to the motherboard.
All the porn we subject them to.
So much porn. I am pleased to welcome, though, our guest and the Lord and Master of
God.
CreativeHorror.com. Everyone's friend, but mostly mine. Say.
Hello, I'm also creator and host of The Witching Hour, which I guess led to Creative Horror,
That's
but
true. You're
I think
also.
of myself as maybe more as a backstage, maybe manager at most, but
You got the ball rolling. I mean, I know we all worked together to get this set up, but you kind of said, "Hey, I would be happy to take a more managerial position." And I said, "I have no problems with that." And so far, you have proven to be fearlessly there.
Yay, thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
trying.
You're doing a great job. And
Thank you.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you and I and Kayla also do the Darkly Lit podcast. So
yes, which should be returning in May. Have
May?
We read the book yet? Yeah, that was the plan, wasn't it?
Well, we're well into May.
Wait, it is May. Oh my God!
It's
sorry.
Gonna be June.
That's what I meant to say. June.
That's fair. I started to write something not long ago and I was like, okay, what's today's date? It's the 20th. And I wrote March 20th and I went, shit.
I will forget my own damn birthday, okay?
When is your birthday?
I don't know.
Okay, that's
July 7th.
I'll know when to not send you. I'll send you stuff on any day and we can just assume it's your birthday.
Well, meeting everyone in July is usually what I count as my birthday party present, so.
That's totally fair, and we're still doing that, so that's something else people can look forward to. Us meeting,
Should
well,
we?
not everybody, because they won't be there, but we can look forward to it. And we will be producing content while we are there with all of us together, like we did last year, so.
Should we plug the stream?
Let's talk about the stream.
The stream, the live stream.
There's gonna be a live stream!
Creative Horror's first annual live stream thing, fundraiser / I'm gonna give stuff to people.
Radio Hour of Power, brought to you by Sit and Sleep. No, wait. have we pinned down a day for that?
27th, Friday the 27th.
July 27th, we're gonna do a live stream, and it's gonna be just long and have different people falling in, falling
from
out.
From
4 to 10. We're gonna do lots of different stuff. And it's going to be mm-hmm. all of us mm-hmm. in the same space together, which is, it's a live stream. We're all
yeah.
alive. Hopefully we'll all be alive by then.
Well,
who knows what'll
yeah.
happen when July
At least 20th. On the outside.
As long as we're able to put on our happy faces, even if deep inside we're all hollow shells, we'll be okay.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And, hopefully you all will be too. We have a lot of cool things planned, but I don't want to say too much about it. I think
yeah,
part
a
of
a lot of it's still in the works, but we'll definitely be getting information out very soon. So
very
watch for
soon.
That.
There will be some good spontaneous, neat stuff. Normally we do the plugs toward the end, but we kind of got them out of the way at the beginning. So why don't we get this? Should we get into this, shortest of shiveries?
Okay. I can do this.
Okay, awesome. So this is going to be a quick one, and as I said, it's partly because I'm in crunch time for Midnight Marinera right now. You're not getting one, but two episodes of Midnight Marinera this week, because it's the last week of May, and I promised two episodes in May. So Shout Out of Crime, Act 2, and Miss Manhattan will be coming out within the week. So anyway.
Because when David delivers, he delivers.
I deliver, and I hope I get a tip, or else I will come back as an angry, roided-up person and kill your wife.
What?
This is a seer of possibilities reference.
Oh, I still haven't listened. Okay,
that one turned out really good. That's a good story.
Okay,
We'll see about this one being good. So, this is a patron's poison that was submitted to us by our patron, and I hope I'm saying this right, Mermelio, who has shared stuff with us before.
Mermelio.
Mermelio.
Okay.
Mermelio. I'm going to say Mermelio.
Thank you,
Mermelio. Mermelio says, since you enjoyed the last one, and I just want you to keep going back to that well, two more stories from Not Hot But Spicy, which is an archive of spooky stories from the Something Awful forums. Sorry I didn't say before. The first is short and fun and doesn't have a title, but if you control F Gettysburg, you'll find it. Not Hot, but, and then gives the address. And the second one is long and absolutely bizarre and has its own page. So I did check out them both, just cursory. And there's no way in hell we're doing the second one for a while, and I'd like more people to be here that one. But to be fair, the second story is titled, and we'll get to this eventually, One White Whisker, The Snoopy Dog. But that's not the story we're reading tonight, so whatever.
Okay.
But Mermelio, I promise you, we will get to that someday. But we're going to start with this untitled Gettysburg story. So, without further ado, Sade and I will... Do you want to take first paragraph, or shall I?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Let's rip this Band-Aid off. Okay, unknown yeah. Arthur. All right. You know if you... Okay, sorry. I'm already off. Okay. All right, if you head out of town west on 234, There's that fairly wide curve with a long. What? Sorry, guys, I can't
There's a
read.
longhouse there. It's where.
Long, yeah. There's that fairly wide curve with a big house and used to be a barn on the outer part of the turn. I think one of the Jacoby kids.
Jacoby?
Jacoby?
Jacoby. I think it's Jacoby.
Okay,
Or
Jacoby
Jacoby?
kids.
Jacoby? I don't know.
Jacoby, that. Oh, I like that better.
I like the
I like the way
Jacoby.
that sounds. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think one of the Jacoby kids bought it on that turn back in the late 90s, but I'm not sure. There used to be school buses parked there a lot. I think they've torn the barn down mostly and actually fixed the house up quite a bit.
That was a doozy of an opening paragraph just because of how run-on some of it is.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No,
Thank
it wasn't
you.
just you, because here's me reading it. All right, you know the turn head. If you head on turn west out for big old house, and then it ends with a question mark. The
Okay,
first
yeah,
par
okay.
sentence was just it was a question. That was really weird. So no, it's not just you. Don't worry. I'm still trying to kind of make sense. So I don't know where we are still. West on 234, big old house, barn,
So there's a big old house. Yeah, there
Jacoby
used to be a
kids,
barn.
Jacoby kids.
So one of these kids died, is what they're saying.
Is
Bought it
it?
on that turn.
Oh, okay.
Like they crashed on that turn.
Oh, bought it. Oh.
Or they bought the farm?
Or they bought
I
the.
mean, the house?
Ha!
We don't
Either
either one.
way, it still works. I kind of like the. I hope it's that's the. I hope that's. I didn't think about that when I was reading it. I assume they had actually bought the property, but I like the idea that a kid bought it on that turn. So I think that's why. I think you read it closer than I did, in that case. But let me see. But this was back in the summer of '95. The house was falling apart, and the woman living there was named Joan. Now, oh, okay, so a kid did die on that turn.
Okay.
Okay, I think.
We're assuming.
We're going to assume. Now, Joan probably wasn't quite 50 years old, but hard living had turned her into a frail shell of a human being. She was dying, and she knew it. I think it was heroin, judging by her looks. But I was a doofy teenager, so who knows? At any rate, Joan basically had a flop house going on for teenage girls. They'd crash there, help around the house, drive her around, etc. My friend Cassie had moved to Nevada the previous summer, but was back in town for a month or so and staying there.
Can I go off on a tangent like I normally do and share a quick story?
You're allowed.
Right, I used to work doing loss prevention. So it means I would follow suspicious people around a store and like arrest them if they tried to steal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Weird that I would have that profession with how awkward I am, but there was this one time I was just paroling the electronic section and this guy came in who you could tell had been doing some hard drugs, and he was definitely on something.
Yeah.
And he just stood over this discount bin of video games, and I was watching him, and I had met eyes with like the manager for that department, and he was like, "Yeah, I see him too." And we're just watching him, and he just kept gradually leaning into the bin until we thought he'd fall in. He didn't fall in. He moved over to the glass display case. And he was wearing a baseball cap, and there he started just leaning into the case
Oh,
back and
God.
forth until he was resting against the case with like the bill of his hat.
Oh, wow.
And then
What?
finally, I called a co-worker and we escorted him out.
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Okay. Anyway.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
And I've learned something today. I didn't know that. Did you ever have to arrest anybody?
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks.
I did. It was the worst part of it was actually having to call the police, because then it's like, man, I have to hand you over to the police. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did it bad. You have to see the popo now.
Okay. We'll leave it for there because I was about to reveal more shit about myself that I don't need to.
It's okay.
PA.
Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. Okay, thank you. Do I know my map of America? No.
No, it's fine. I just figured I just I, you paused and I figured I'd fill in the gap there. But you could just say PA.
We can say Pennsylvania. That sounds more
But
accurate.
it says PA. I think we need to read it phonetically.
Yeah, okay, whatever. PA, being what it is with curfew, I wound up crashing there more than a few times. Now, the girls had told me that the place was haunted, something about a woman who would wander around at night muttering about needing to get lamp oil. Dunno, never heard or saw her. I could believe it, though. The place was creepy as hell.
Okay. What do we think of our setup so far for this? I mean, I feel like it's a little... It's trying to throw in a lot of details, but it feels a little scattered.
Yeah, it's I mean, it doesn't really know what it wants to set up yet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of being a little vague, just kind of your typical haunted place, but also kind of does make me think of a place that I would see. There's a lot of like abandoned houses in the neighborhood that I'm back in now, so I just kind of picture that house that just is like overgrown now. So I don't know, it's
oh.
I'm not hating it.
Me neither. I'm just saying, like, I get a sense of what's going on. It's trying to establish a place, and I like some of the details a lot, like the school buses, the sort of time frame going on, and it's clearly in a specific place, but I'm still kind of having a hard time figuring out what certain people's relationships are here. I'm also going to presume our narrator, our protag here, is female because she's also crashing at this place.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know. Thinking about it, it sounds like one of those places that everyone knows about and has like different stories about.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of neat actually. Gives it a little mm-hmm. bit of a like, it kind of sets up and gives it like that. Lead into an urban legend feel, since now they're talking about the house being haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I normally crash on the sofa downstairs in the parlor, the front of the house, opposite the front door. Our mutual friend Amy, who was pretty much living there at that point, worked for one of those early Ghosts of Gettysburg tours. She'd get all dressed up in period clothing and take people around the town, telling bullshit ghost stories. I dropped her off that night for work, goofed around with Cassie for a couple hours, and crashed back at the flop house. Now let me explain, we were gothy types before goth existed, so we wore all black, and Amy always did her tours in funeral apparel. Hmm, okay. Neat.
So they're also hipsters, because isn't that the line that hipsters say, you know, oh, I did that before it was cool.
We got hipster goths. Yeah. when did being a goth become really trendy? Because they're saying this was the summer of 95. Do you have a like sense of that?
Oh, man, my sense of time is the worst. So it's really hard for me to say. I feel like 95, I think I would have been in middle school. So that sounds kind of right to me.
I feel like this is something that would have been more fringe at the time. Like,
maybe.
You might have been able to wander. Was Hot Topic even a thing then, in 95?
I don't think so.
I wonder. So maybe these are not only were it, what is our narrator saying? She was a. I'm going to presume. Yes, I'm going to assume gender. Ow! I just bumped my knee on my desk. not only was our narrator a goth before it was cool, but a hipster before it was hipstering was a thing. That's interesting.
Okay, I was trying to think of something and I got nothing.
You're good. I mean, honestly, there's not. I feel like we're kind of padding this as much as possible because it's so short.
Because it is so short, I already see the end. Around 1 a.m., I woke up when the front door opened. I made a mental note to hit it with WD-40 in the morning. I'd been fixing crap for Joan all week. Wait, so is this house not abandoned? They just
no,
people
it's,
stay
it's,
there?
It's yeah, just people stay there because Joan owns it and it's not abandoned now. Let me go back to the beginning here. The house was falling apart, but someone lived in it.
Oh, okay. I thought Joan was dead. I saw heroin. I just immediately assumed she was dead. Sorry, Joan.
I think
okay, so,
she was dying in 95, and she's dead now. But
okay, and they did call it a flop house. So you just crash there if you need a place for the night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Joan's like Joan is like a weird flop house madam. It's okay. Completely innocent because I don't think anyone's getting into shenanigans there, but maybe they will. We'll see what happens in this story.
All right, I've been fixing crap for Joan all week. Okay.
Right.
And Amy trotted in her black bustled bedonkadonk skirt. Okay.
Ooh.
Black corset top, black pillow box type hat, and black veil hanging over her face. Black veil hanging over her face, little bitch boots clicking on the wood floor. It was all but pitch black, a little bit of moonlight filtering through the heavy curtains and reflecting off the wood floor and various glass-framed photos around the room. I've always had great night vision, so I could make her out clearly as she walked purposely across the room, light glinting off the buttons on her corset top.
Calling it right now, this is the ghost. She thinks it's Amy, but it's the ghost.
Man, that would just be so obvious, though.
She paused as she bustled past the couch and turned towards me, looking down. I figured she was trying to figure out if there was someone on the couch or not. She turned away, and I reached up quick and smacked her on the ass, mumbled something about, "You're in late," and tried to push myself up on one elbow. She jumped and scampered.
Whoa, wait, where the fuck are you? Oh, okay. Oh my god, I could not find where you were reading. Like, words are moving.
Oh, that's horrifying? Is your computer haunted?
No, dude, like, you totally read that out of order from what is on my screen.
What, really?
Yeah, it was... She paused as she bustled past the couch and turned towards me, looking down. I figured she was trying to figure out if there was someone on the couch or not. She turned away, and I reached up quick and smacked her on the ass. Mumbled something about you're in late.
Yeah, I just read that.
But you totally read that differently, right? Am I losing my shit?
No, maybe you are? I don't... I feel like I read that okay.
Alright, we're gonna have to listen back to the audio. I might just be losing my shit.
Is this a Yanny or Laurel situation?
No. I'm sorry, continue.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna, just to be fair, I'm gonna start it again because this is actually a really cool I actually like this paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm all for the shenanigans going on here.
Okay.
She paused as she bustled past the couch and turned towards me, looking down. I figured she was trying to figure out if there was someone on the couch or not. She turned away, and I reached up quick and smacked her on the ass, mumbled something about you're in late, and tried to push myself up on one elbow. She jumped and scampered up the steps, didn't say a word, which was odd. Actually, it was really quiet, the kind of odd quiet that hurts your ears, like pressure in a descending airplane. Eh, whatever. I smoked a cigarette and went back to sleep. Damn, did I ever want to tap that pretty little thing? Never happened.
I'm still assuming that they're female.
I hope so. I hope so. I would really like.
There's
is it
no
less
reason
creepy
why
that this
be.
Kind of is it less creepy if this language is coming from a gal?
Not really, but
no. Okay, I figured it's creepy no matter what. Tap. Did I ever want to tap that pretty little thing? Ugh, never happened.
I mean, I have thoughts like that.
No, that's fair. I mean, that's normal. I think we all do, but hearing them voiced out loud is always kind of weird.
The way you voice them is what makes them gross.
Damn, did I ever want to have that burrito away?
So I wake up at the crack of noon the next day and wander off to find Cassie, who was already up and about. I asked if Amy was up yet, bitching about how she woke me up coming in last night, and did Missy give her a ride home?
Cassie got a blank look on her face. Greg. Oh, it is male.
Her name's Greg Gina, and they just call her Greg for short.
Gina, okay. Greg, Gina. Amy didn't come home last night. She crashed over at Missy's.
Well, she must have come in to get her shit, because she woke me up when she came in the door.
The front door?
Yeah, what?
She didn't come in the front door. The one in the parlor?
Yeah, the front door, you know, as opposed to the back door, which is amazingly in the back of the fucking house.
Come here, just follow me.
She leads me outside and around the front. The grass is 4 feet high, the steps are gone. The porch roof was caving in, broken shit all over the porch. And the damn door was boarded shut, nailed shut, and no knob on the outside, just a shaft of broken base on the... just a shaft with a broken base on it. I did a double take, went back inside and tried the knob. It was rusted shut, didn't even turn. The only other entrance to the house was on the backside, which didn't require you to come Anywhere near the parlor or go to the upstairs. Okay, if he's already been going in and out of this house, how did he not already know
Yeah,
that?
that is also kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, why is he staying in this place with all these, I guess Joan doesn't really care, and neither do the girls who are staying there, that this teenage guy is.
Georgina is female.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm making gender assumptions again. Later on, I was telling the story to Joan and she got freaked, which was scary because I wasn't sure if she was going to keel over dead. She did, not too long after that summer. She, well, slowly made her feeble way upstairs and came back with a box of old pictures of the place. Various shit. The barn in its not condemned heyday, a whole bunch of people standing outside by the pump, a couple ladies on the couch in the piano room, and two or three pictures of bodies laid out in the parlor, right about where the couch was now. Ooh.
Apparently, back before much more. Oh my God, woman! Back before mortuary services were big business, the viewing slash wake. I don't need to say the slash, do I?
You could
The
say viewing
viewing.
slash wake.
Okay.
I used to play bass for viewing slash wake.
Were held in the home, usually in the front room. Guests would come in, pay their respects, then go eat slash talk slash drink with the family. So if I wasn't hallucinating or dreaming, which I doubt because there was a butt in the ashtray in the morning and I dumped it before I went to sleep, I basically gave some poor morning lady's ghost one hell of a fright.
Swear on my rotten black soul, I'm not making a bit of this up. The rational skeptic in me says it was a dream, but the cigarette butt and the fact that the details were perfect and clear to this day has the little frightened child in me convinced it really happened.
Okay, would you really wear a bedonkadonk skirt to mourning someone's like death?
I think, well, that's a good question. Was this.
Unless it was like one of those old dresses that like had the
Yeah, with a
poof on
butt.
the butt. Yeah.
And with a bustle? Yeah, it
Yeah.
could have been like a bustle skirt, and like he did. It was dark, so Gregorin,
Greg
Greg Greg
Gregina.
Gregina didn't realize it and just saw wiggle
Just
wiggle
saw.
wiggle do 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 do.
Oh my goodness.
you get the last sentence here. Last paragraph is pretty choice.
Okay, how do I say those letters?
TLDR.
TLDR, just that? Okay.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Too long, didn't read.
Oh my God, okay.
Which is not, the story is not long at all.
No. Unless like hot goth ghosts are not your thing. Anyway, TLDR, I sexually assaulted a ghost, a hot gothy ghost. I mean, wouldn't we all?
Hey, consent is important, and I would look at the ghost and say, "Is it okay if I give you a smack on the bustle
On your
on
bedonkadonk.
your bedonkadonk skirt?" And if you say no or make a horrifying death face at me, I'll respect that you'd rather haunt in peace.
What if they say boo?
They say moo.
Boo! Like a ghost.
Well, I'm having a weird dream about ghost cows now, but yeah, if they say boo, I'll be like, that doesn't answer my question, but I'll also assume I don't know what boo means, but I know that it's not boo does a boo is not consent. So if she goes through a wall, I'll also assume that she's not interested.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. So that's the untitled Gettysburg Goth Ghost story. I was
It's cute.
it's cute in a
Yeah.
weird creepy way, and it's creepy just in the sense of like we saw the end coming a mile away, but it was kind of morbidly funny a little bit. Like this feels anecdotal, but not in a way that like some creepypasta stories try to be. Like instead this is anecdotal, like here's just a really weird thing that happened to me, and it's kind of darkly funny in a way. You'd think his hand would have just passed through the bustle, but it didn't.
It didn't.
That's a pretty solid ghost.
Pretty solid.
Would you say that ghost was
Bedonkadonk.
thick?
Oh my God.
Extra thick! Anyway, this turned into a travesty. No, this is good times. I don't know who wrote this, and I don't know what it's called, but I liked it for the most part. I think it's rough in some places, but it kind of lends to the credence that this person is the narrative voice is definitely that of kind of a careless slacker, kind of a douche, but like someone who doesn't care that they come off as a douche.
A little bit of a womanizer.
Very, a little bit Lupin the Third.
I can see that.
I was just watching the Castle of Cagliostro, so I've got that on my brain right now.
I've got the new anime on my queue.
Ooh.
But I haven't started it yet.
Ooh, I have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in terms of freshness ratings, I will give this a Hot Topic out of
1995. I'll give this like cheap black lipstick out of black leather possesses my soul.
I will also give this a black clothes, black shoes, black hat, Cadillac, the boy's a time bomb. Cool. Well, Sade, thank you for joining me for this very, very short episode.
Yeah, I was happy to be on, and it was fun.
It was fun.
I apologize for my inability to read.
That's okay. I mean, I sometimes stumble across inabilities. I apologize for my inability to make this remotely entertaining at all. So that's what Alan does.
That is why Alan is gold.
I miss Alan.
Me too.
You know who I don't miss? Kayla, because she's like got her head on top of my head right now.
Hi, Kayla.
Well, we already did all our plugs at the beginning. Is there anything you want to plug, Kayla, since you're here spontaneously?
I would recommend like a movie or a TV show or something, but that's kind of balancing.
We're doing Cinderella later this month.
Oh yeah, we gotta do Cinderella and talk about that, and it's gonna be on Animusings.
That's the other podcast we do on Benview Network. So feel free to. Okay, bye, Kayla.
Bye.
Feel free. I got a plug.
But yeah,
I got a plug. Let me plug this.
Plug it. Plug and play.
I'm gonna be opening art commissions soon.
Oh,
if you haven't
shit.
Seen my stuff, I will post examples of my stuff soon. But I've done a few pieces for Midnight Marinera.
That you have. Most notably, recently you did the cover art for the Blagenschlor.
Mm-hmm. And Seaside Pub is probably closer to what I would be doing for commissions, because that's
right.
Digital.
The Seaside Pub one is very good.
I'm really proud of that one.
It turned out so well. Oh man.
But yeah, I will, if you follow me on Twitter, what is my fucking Twitter? Dead End Sade. And I will release, that's where I'll be releasing my art commission details. So
sweet deal. All right, gang. Thank you again. Again, thanks to, I want to make sure I say it right again. Thank you for sharing this another one from Not Hot But Spicy with us, and we'll get to the Snoopy Dog when we're feeling masochistic and want to destroy ourselves with a titanically long story.
Kind of curious now.
Yeah, me too.
Good evening, intrepid listeners. This is the Pasta Shade, the host of Midnight Marinera, and this podcast is part of creativehorror.com. A network of podcasts and creators working together to build a constructive community of horror fans. For more content like this, visit us at creativehorror.com.